Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
We're ready to start the second quarter here. 12 minutes on the big scoreboard off to our right side here at the University of Tulsa's Skelly Stadium. Jenks, with two long drives in the end of the first quarter, have taken a 14-10 lead.
Well, I saw Coach Frederick talking to his team before they took the field last time, saying, let's get focused. You know, we've been stopped outside the zone a couple times here, and they went three and out, so I think he's going to change his tune a little bit here and see what we can do here on the offensive side of the ball.
Coach Frederick, in his 10th season, is 9-9 against Jenks. Remember, four of those came in state championship finals games. So Union, the big favorite coming to this game, trailing 14-10. Start the second quarter, 2nd and 7. Davenport dives forward to the 35-yard line. May get a yard or two. It's going to be 3rd, though, and about 5. 3rd, 5, and or 6. And Doc Blevins on the sideline.
You know, I talked to Coach quite a bit Thursday morning after our FCA meeting, and his biggest concern for the team was mistakes, penalties that don't need to happen, missed assignments, just not playing precisely. He can't be really happy with what's happening here tonight on that line.
3rd and 7, Davenport on the run, throws and diving for the football, but short of the first down. It'll be a catch taken on the ground there. It was Lawrence Harris, the tight end. Made a diving catch. It's 4th down, though, and going to be 3, and at your own 39-yard line, here comes the punt team. So Jenks, for the 3rd straight time, their defense, which, remember, lost 10 starters from last year's state championship team, only one starter back. They've shut Union down the last 3 drives. Spencer Farquhar punts it. Nobody really deep for Jenks. The ball rolls inside the 20, rolls inside the 15. Nice punt there for Spencer Farquhar. And it's going to be blown dead right at the 12-yard line. So, wow, what a punt for Spencer Farquhar there. As he got a great roll on that. And it'll be Jenks with the football deep in their own territory, but with the lead, 14-10.
Wonderful job by the punt team there. They don't have a return man back, which means they've got an extra man that is unblocked, and there's no pressure been put on the punter. Unfortunately, though, they didn't catch it. A lot of times that's a great time to throw in a fake because there is no deep man back to distract a reception or something of that sort.
48 yards officially on that punt. Thank you, Richard. Nice job by Farquhar. So the Trojans, Ian Coleman, the quarterback. Two men in the backfield with him now. Takes a snap. He rolls off to his right side. Now stops. Throws down the sideline. Looking deep, and it's overthrown, tipped, and incomplete at the 45-yard line. Intended down there for the 6'2" Isaiah Epps. Nice job defensively by Trey Brown. Now, Trey Brown, the free safety, is a 5'11", 175-pound senior. Highly sought after recruit, and is a University of Oklahoma commit. He's committed to the Sooners.
He's very explosive on both sides of the ball, and tonight is actually the first night we've seen where he's gotten a two-way start. He's played a lot of offense this year. He started last year predominantly on defense, and then they brought him over to the offensive side, and then this year started his offense, and now he's on both sides.
So the incomplete pass makes it 2nd and 10. Trojans at their 12-yard line. Cohen, one man in the backfield, two receivers left, one to the right side. Hands off inside it goes. Hand out to Reuben Thompson. Thompson gets up maybe to the 15-yard line off the right side for a short gain of 2 to 3 yards. Lee Barnes, the 5'11", 295-pound senior nose guard, stopped things up there. 10-20 in the first half left to play. Jenks leading Union 14-10.
Great fill again. Lee Barnes stops him up, and then coming off the outside, Trey Brown again coming as a missile to help with that run defense, run support.
So it's a 3rd down and 8 after just gain of 2 yards. 3rd and 8 at the 14. Need to get to the 22-yard line, Jenks, to get themselves a 1st down, keep this drive going. Hand up the middle. He's not going to get near that. Knocked down to the 16, maybe 17-yard line. And it'll be punt time for Jenks as the Union defense stands up and makes the stop.
Good job by the linebacker, Phil, there. There's Thornton got in on the play. Didn't make the tackle, but really gave some good push and line support there to the first line of scrimmage, and nowhere to go there on a 2nd cut. So that's what you have to do, is good fill there by the secondary and cause them to have to punt or make a trick play here on 4th.
Landon Wood is back deep in single safety for the Trojans at midfield. The punter for Jenks is their 6'4", 210-pound senior, Brett Stanley. He'll be at the 5-yard line. A whistle and a flag goes, and let's see. We have a delay.
Looks like Fields may have, yeah, Fields kind of gave a jump, and then caused them to jump. In the NFL, that had been on the defense, but here in high school, it's going to go against the offense.
So instead of 4th and 5 at the 17, they'll make it, mark it down to the 12. Where it'll be 4th down 10, and now Stanley has to stand near his goal line to punt this away. And Landon Wood, Union single receiver, moves up inside Jenks territory across the 50. Here's the punt by Stanley. Wow, good high kick. Drives it back to the 41-yard line. With the football is Landon Wood. Left side, 45, 40, 35. Flags fly, 30. Two flags fly. He goes down to the 30-yard line, but looks like it's going to come back here. Block in the back. Preliminary signal from our stat man, Richard Johns.
Yes, I saw it right at the midfield, and it looked like he set him up really nicely to catch him and catch a shoulder, and it may have just been the way he contacted him, so it may get him as a block in the back.
Hey, happy birthday wishes to Oklahoma head football coach Bob Stoops. Bob today is 56 years old.
I saw his brother Mike down here on the sideline pregame.
Yeah,
checking out a couple of these players.
Yeah, I'm sure he's keeping an eye on Trey Brown, too, his Oklahoma commit.
Yes, sir.
And I think I know what Bob Stoops wants for his birthday, some defense. Jeez. I was down in Houston for that game and then went over, spent the night in Houston, Becky and I did. Then we drove over to Austin and saw Texas Notre Dame.
Made a
heck
good,
of a game there.
Weekend of football there, didn't you?
Fun to watch a game where you have no dog in the fight and hate both schools, so they don't really care what happens, but it was a heck of a game. But yeah, as soon as kind of let everybody down in that season opener, number 3, it plunged down to, number 13 or 14 national ranking. So see if they can get things going again against Louisiana Monroe tomorrow. And then Ohio State comes in 2 weeks. Davenport hands off, and hitting the backfield is Shamari Brooks, and he got maybe a yard, and that's about it. They swarmed him pretty quickly. That's the one, Zach, everybody's going to measure the Sooners against. The Buckeyes come to town in 2 weeks.
Well, I think this big weekend game for TU will be a good indicator on how awesome they really are, because I think TU is going to hang with them, but OU, I'm sure, has that one marked on their calendar and maybe looking past this weekend.
Ohio State has what? Almost 60,000 students. Tulsa, 4,600. You ask, why are they playing? 1.3 million reason, folks. That's the guarantee. 1.3 million to get sacrificed to the Buckeyes. Pass by Davenport off the right side. He goes into and caught there by Trey Brown. Trey Brown goes across midfield, falls forward to the 49. Good pickup on the play. It'll be, though, 3rd down. They'll still need about 3 or 4 yards here to convert.
Well, you want to talk about athletic ability. Trey Brown ran that fly pass, a little sweep on the outside, and the ball was behind him, so he's running downhill and had to make his body turn all the way around to catch that thing behind him and made a heck of a play on it.
3rd and 3, Union at the Jenks 49. Need to get just inside the 40, around the 46 for that first down in midfield here. Davenport, two backs on either side of him. Start to take the snap, then turns, looks to the sideline, looking at the signals from the coach. Steps back, says something to Shamari Brooks on the left side, and turns to the right side and says something over there to Trey Brown. Here's the, it got him to jump. 3rd and 3, and all that motion around by Davenport, and the guys got the Jenks defense to take the jump, cost him 5, and hand Union a 1st down as they mark the football now at the Trojans 44-yard line. 1st and 10, Union, 7:31. Clock running in the second quarter. It's 14-10 Jenks. Union on the drive, though. Davenport takes a snap. Shamari Brooks takes inside, jumps outside, and somehow pulls ahead and still on his feet, struggling as he gets inside the 40 to 37. Wow. He is some kind of runner. Just keeps powering, and boy, the University of Tulsa is going to love to see him on this field for the next 4 years.
I'll tell you, he's trying to get a little feel for it, isn't he? He's just not going down. He gets contacted right at the line of scrimmage, makes a play, puts a hand down, keeps driving. He's got 2 or 3 guys around him and just keeps fighting.
He got 5, 2nd and 5 from the 39-yard line. Davenport to Brooks. Brooks, big hole, 35, 30. Breaks the tackle, 25. Dives for the 20, and going to be tackled there at the 19. Brooks carried 2 Trojans with him as he got inside the 20-yard line. Shamari Brooks, who's already had some big runs tonight, blasts off for 17 there before the left cornerback Jordan Curtis could pull him down at the Jenks 19. It's 1st and 10, Union.
Great big run there to pick up the 1st down, and they're all over the ball and just hanging off of him, man. He is absolutely fighting for every yard tonight.
We have an official's timeout here. They're checking, they're taking some equipment to one of the Union, excuse me, one of the Jenks defensive backs. I think they tried to get his shoulder pad worked out, and the official came over and helped him with that.
Well, they're starting to enter that red zone, see if they can open up some of these holes again.
First and 10, Union at the Jenks 19-yard line. Davenport takes the snap, turns Shamari Brooks right side, cuts inside at the 15, down to the 14-yard line. He has great lateral movement, doesn't he? It's Mitchell Culkin, the Buck linebacker, who made this tackle, but he picked up another four. It's second down and six at the 15.
Well, I'll tell you what happens when you've got a guy that has such great lateral movement and such a spark of energy and hitting that hole. Is a lot of times a high school kid will just overrun the play.
Shamari Brooks, so far, 13 carries, 141 yards. Davenport takes the snap, throws out to the left side, taken there by Brown, and Brown is hit immediately, and they'll be thrown for a loss. Wow, the Trojans had four defenders over there, and quickly knocked down. It's going to be A.K. Wilson. A.K. Wilson was the receiver, caught the ball, but better off not to there. As, boy, Jenks swarmed that, did a nice job of bringing him down. Be a loss on the play. So now it goes to third down and nine at the 18. Need to get just about inside the 10-yard line for a first down. Brooks, 13 carries, 141 yards for the TU commit already with 5:30 still to play in the first half. Davenport has Brooks to his right side. Takes a snap, straight back to pass. Looks to his right, has time. Looks down, runs out of time. Going to be hit. Gets away, then now is dropped again. Right back at the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down and eight as Jenks rallies, and here comes the Union field goal team.
Great job there just by Jenks. I'm telling you, they tighten up in the red zone. They're man-to-man down here. They're not running any zones. They're manned up, even two over the top, so they're a man under and then a one man over. So they've got double coverage on AK there, so there's just nowhere for Davenport to go. He has to tuck it and run.
Noah Hernandez pulled him down. This will be a 34-yard field goal attempt from Noah Rauschenberg, the sophomore. From the 24, kicks it up, and it is true. 34-yard field goal for the sophomore place kicker, Noah Rauschenberg. It is his second field goal of the night, and Union has cut Jenks' lead to 1 point. Jenks 14, Union 13, and 4:44 left in the opening half as we take our break on KRMG, the home of Union Redskin football.
Sometimes when the big banks offer an incentive, it's because the customer service isn't so good. But TCCU is local, you get great service, and they're making an impact on the community.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school. Go to TTCU.com to learn more today. Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be open by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
After the 34-yard field goal by Noah Rauschenberg, he has it teed up to kick off to Jenks now. 4:44 left in this opening half. Jenks' lead is cut to 1, 14-13. It was 10-0 Union. Then it was 14-10 Jenks. Now Union with their field goal. It's made it a 14-13 game, just the kind you'd expect with the two top football powers in Oklahoma meeting again here in the Mid-First Bank Bowl. Rauschenberg kicks it. This one is short, picked up at the 10, 15, 20, 25, and out of bounds. Jenks will have the football around the 26-yard line. Isaiah Epps had the return up the near sideline as the first time Rauschenberg kicked into the wind, and that got him. The wind has picked up, it looks like, some, though, Zach, too. It's, yeah, picked up some out of the south.
Well, it's got those two big flags standing almost all the way out. It takes quite a wind to move those. And that was the first one that Epps had an opportunity to return, and he caught it at full speed and brought it quite a ways out of there.
Here come the Trojans. First and 10 at their own 26-yard line. They've got 4:41 left in this first half, as they protect a one-point lead in the Mid-First Back Backyard Bowl. Oh, flags fly already, and it's going to be a procedure call against Jenks, dead ball, false start, cost him five, make it first and 15 as they move the football from the 26 and mark it back to the 21.
That's always helpful. Start a little bit in the hole.
Jenks averaging on the season in their first two games, 258 yards rushing, 225 yards passing, 483 yards of total offense, and they average 39.5 points a game. And that's still with a very young football team. Hence the sophomore quarterback. But Ian Cohen has done a good job. Won the Bixby game for him last week with a big comeback. Cohen looking to throw, now trying to run. He's in trouble, and down he goes. He'll gain just a couple of yards. Looking to his right side, trying to find his big tight end, Reese Leto, and ran out of time. Down he goes. Actually, on the play, he's got 3 yards, I guess. It'll be second and 13.
Well, we've seen a little bit of that pressure kind of come into play here. He had all kinds of time, did a great job of stepping up in the pocket and had 15 yards to run, tried to create something, and the linebackers came out of their zones and collapsed on him for a gain of two.
Yeah, Darius Thornton, the sophomore linebacker, led the way on that. Second and 13, Jenks, their own 23-yard line. 4 minutes left in the first half. They lead 14-13, hand off the middle. Breaking a tackle, breaks another tackle, and inside across the 30, down the 33-yard line. Oh, good, strong run there. That was Reuben Thompson, the 5'9", 180-pound senior. Broke a couple tackles up the middle, dove forward all the way out to the 33-yard line. So now it's going to be third and three.
Well, you can tell when a program's got a great strength program put together, because Jinx's, their running backs aren't big, but they just run hard. They're just full of power.
As you'd expect, these two schools have the kind of facilities that warrant the kind of programs they have. Spectacular end-zone facilities for both these schools. Pitch goes back to Curtis. Curtis down the right sideline, knocked out of bounds. But it's going to have a first down as the Trojans move the chains. And with 3:17, clock stopped as he went out of bounds there, Curtis did. They're going to mark it at the Jenks 39-yard line.
A little more substitutions on defense this evening through the Redskins are. Asa Carter there was still in the game, had a great option there to catch him on the stretch, made a good play on him, and just wasn't able to secure the tackle. Again, that power comes into play, and Curtis just ran right through him.
Corbin now stands at his 35-yard line in the shotgun, waits for the snap, turns, hands off, it goes again to Curtis. Curtis this time is swarmed under at the 40-yard line. No gain on the play. Devon Bajek, number 96, the 245-pound senior, made the tackle there. No, give him a yard. It's called second and nine. The football just touching the 40-yard line. Jenks their own territory. We're coming down under 3 minutes left in this opening half. Jenks clean to a 14-13 lead here in the mid-first Bank Backyard Bowl. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Ian Cohen has one back beside him to the right. That is Curtis, who goes in motion. A big rush, and down he goes. Cohen is trapped inside his own 30-yard line. The big pressure was put on there, and a great job defensively for the Redskins there. That was Mitchell Lewis, 5'11", 200-pound linebacker, who made the hit there. Lewis came driving in there and threw him for a big loss on the play.
Big old play there. Delayed blitz, and there was nowhere for the quarterback to go. So he tried to put a move on, and Mitchell took him down. So unbelievable defense. The whole stand at this time, right? They're third and 19 yards, so good stop by the defense.
It was third and three, so they lost 16 yards on that play. Now they face third and 19 at the 31-yard line. Need to get all the way to their 49 for a first down on this play. Clock under 2 minutes now. Coleman taking his time. Shot clock down to 5 seconds, or the game clock, we should say. There's a Cohen scrambling, gets away from one, goes to the 40-yard line, across to the 41. Made up the yards he lost with the sack, but it'll be still 9 yards shy of a first down, and Jenks will have to punt it away as they come down to 90 seconds left to play in this first half. Now the whistle has stopped the clock because Union High is taking a timeout. Redskins with a timeout here. We'll take it with him. It's 14-13, Jenks over Union on KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
On fourth down, Brett Stanley punts it away. It's going to bounce inside the Union 10, roll inside the 5, down to the 1 yard line, be blown down there, dead. Wow, what a punt. What a punt by the senior Brett Stanley. Got a great roll. And the Trojans were down there. They're down at the 1 yard line. 58 yards with that, looks like, what would you say, 10, 15 mile an hour breeze now at his back. He hit it beautifully and 58 yards with a roll. And so Union with 1:21 left in the first half. All right, coach, what do you want to do, Zach? How much do you play offense here when you're down at your 1 yard line?
Well, I think with all this, I'm always a go get it kind of guy. And I think.
Well, you're a quarterback. Of course you are.
Take some points before halftime and get some momentum back. Take the lead. That puts you in a whole bit different position going into the locker room.
And we have a timeout called here on the field. We'll keep it right here. MidFirst Bank is again donating $12,500 to each school for educational priorities. They also have their fundraising van parked inside the stadium tonight with two coin counting machines. And people can donate the coins, and they'll be used for Union's Boys and Girls Golf Program. The Jenks Girls Softball Program. MidFirst Bank will match the funds up to $500. We thank MidFirst for their great support. You're listening to KRMG Radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma for Union and Jenks High School Football.
Well, Chris, I think something that we saw there on that punt, they hadn't punted real well all night, and that one looked like it was going to go out of bounds about the 15-yard line and give Union a little better field position to start. And that thing bounced a little curveball. Talk about a Union bounce. It's about on the 6-yard line at this point. So they're pinned deep. They've got to go a long ways in a short time to get there.
Yeah, just a minute 21 left in this opening half. Been a good first half of football. Union jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Jenks came back on two long touchdown drives to take a 14-10 lead. Union responded with a field goal, and we're 14-13. 1 point separating the two top high school football teams in the state, two of the top high school football teams in the nation. USA Today called both coaches, did some write-ups on this big game, as it always is. Davenport in his own end zone, turns, hands off in the end zone to Shamari Brooks. Brooks spins across the 5 to the 7-yard line right up the middle. Wow. I mean, Davenport turned into the end zone. Brooks was 3 yards deep in the end zone, handed it to him, and he found some running room. Good job by the center, Carlos Barrios, and the guards, Elwood Tomlin and Nate Peters, to give him some running room there.
That always makes you a little nervous to turn around to hand the ball off. A lot of times you see it out of a shotgun, but not just turn around straight handoff.
Give him six, second down, about 4 here. Again, to Shamari Brooks, now standing at his own 2-yard line, as this time Grady Davenport goes under the center. Davenport hands to Brooks. Brooks pauses, now breaks it through at the 15, carries the man up to the 20-yard line, and the first down for Union. That'll stop the clock with 40 seconds left to play as they mark the football.
Well, the big difference there is when Union's picking up these yards, they're going into an even front, so the nose guard actually goes out over the guard.
Hand out to Brooks, hitting the backfield, down he goes for a loss. Well, that hurts at the 16-yard line. Nice play. That was Trayvon Miller, the 6'2", 205-pound junior Will linebacker, who made the big stop in the backfield. I think that's enough for Coach Fred. He is letting the clock run. We're under 20 seconds here. This is now a second down and about 14. Union would need to get to the 30 for a first down, but that doesn't really make any difference because there's 10 seconds left. Now back to passes. Davenport throws down the right side, and it is overthrown, almost intercepted, in and out of the hands of Jordan Curtis, the left cornerback, with 4 seconds left to play in this opening half.
Well, they did something similar last week, Chris. They run the ball. They had it about the 45-yard line going in, so a completely different scenario on field position. And they ran the ball twice, and Rick asked, hey, what do you think? And I said, I think they're just going to run the timeout. And he drops back to pass, throws it in the end zone for an interception, which didn't, you know, take an effect on the game. But there you see it again.
Davenport this time hands off to Brooks as the clock hits 00 and he hits the ground at the 18-yard line. That's the end of the first half of the 13th annual Mid-First Bank Bowl here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's number one, undefeated Jenks, 14. Number two, undefeated Union, 13 at the half. Stand by for our halftime show. It'll be Doc Blevins down there with an interview on the sidelines. And, of course, we have the famous award-winning Union High School Renegades Regiment Band and the High Stepper Girls will also be performing at the half. We have made it halfway with our 13th edition of the Mid-First Backyard Bowl, and we can tell you it's been a heck of a game so far. Hope you've enjoyed it. Chris Lincoln here along with Zach Jones. Also, Doc Blevins on the sideline, Richard Johns stats. David Roberts filling in with us tonight, helping with the player ID. And we get a little break here at halftime. Let's throw it back to the studio with the score. Jenks 14, Union 13. And this is Redskins football on KRMG Tulsa.